station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, May 21st, and we're not in Studio City, we're in Sherman Oaks, folks. It's just a very old intro. Well, I haven't been on my own for a long time, so this is an old one that I'm having to recycle until I get a new one. So thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. We have a very exciting show for you. I'm not alone, as you know. And, well, you don't know that, but now you do. I'm joined in the studio by Vicky. Welcome to the show, Vicky.
Good morning, Sam.
Thank
morning,
you for
LA.
Joining me.
Happy yeah. Tuesday.
Happy
Thank
everybody.
You for having me.
Yeah, of course. So, welcome to the show. And so we got to get a couple of things out of the way. First of all, your accent, right?
Yeah.
So you sound like you're from England, but not quite, right?
I mean, yeah, no one really knows.
Yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in Bermuda.
Oh, really?
And I survived.
Really?
I'm a Bermuda
amazing.
Triangle survivor.
Yeah, you didn't disappear.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow, how does something like that happen? How do you get born in Bermuda?
Well, my dad was actually, his family were one of the first settlers there way back when
really?
It first came about. Yeah.
Wow, so that's like many generations.
Yeah, many, many generations, like wow. Since it started. So
wow.
That was fun.
When did they settle there, do you know?
When did they settle in Bermuda? Well, I'm not too sure.
Okay, that's fine. That's
yeah.
fine. A few generations, I'm sure. So you grew up there. What was it like? I mean, is it?
It was 1612.
1612?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Many centuries.
Yeah.
So so what was it like growing up there? I mean, were there other... So wait a minute, but your parents, are they American?
My dad's family is Bermudian. They originated from England, and some of them ended up in America, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm related to Pocahontas, who was actually
really?
Bald in real life.
Really?
Yeah. The family married into that, which we found out a few years ago when the ancestors of her came to sail with us in Bermuda.
Really?
Because my family's a huge sailing heritage, like, from way back when.
Wow.
But my mom's English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, and what, did they meet in Bermuda?
My mom got married for the first time at 17.
Really?
So, to her first husband. And then she moved to Bermuda, met my uncle.
Why did she move to Bermuda, though?
Oh, she's really into, she got into plants at a young age,
mm-hmm.
so she's very into nature, and she worked at Kew Gardens in England and got her early training there with her first husband, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And they were offered the opportunity to go to Bermuda, so obviously they took
it.
Oh,
wow. So,
yeah.
It's beautiful there,
yeah,
huh?
It's so beautiful, like unreal. Like,
so those are like islands, right? The Bahama
Islands?
It's
just
one. Just one island?
One island, one main island. My family have their own island called Watling Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Their
no,
own
but
island.
It's like literally a rock. But I mean, it has a couple of cottages on it. Bermuda's only 18 miles.
Oh, really?
The actual main country island.
My
you know,
God.
Bermuda.
So you know everybody there pretty much.
Well, there's 60,000 people, so it's really overpopulated for such a small area.
It does sound like that.
Yeah.
So you grew up there. Do you have any siblings?
I'm an only child.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how
so,
cool is that?
A lot of cousins, a big family, though.
Yeah, but you got a lot of attention.
Yeah, lots of attention.
Awesome. So you grew up there, you went to a school, was that an English-speaking school?
Yeah, okay. Bermuda is English-speaking. They have
it is,
like
everybody speaks English.
Caribbean kind of accent, like more islandy,
right.
So that's fun. I mean, it was unreal going to school there growing up. Education has gotten a lot better from when I started.
Uh-huh.
But if you can, that's why I got sent off to boarding school at quite a young age. Yeah. Yeah.
Where was the boarding school in?
England. It's in Salisbury, England.
It was Oh, really? They sent you all the way there?
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, at first, I wasn't happy about it.
Right,
but
I'm
sure.
It's
like one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you like it so much?
Well, I came from Bermuda, which is obviously literally living on a rock. I mean, it's beautiful, turquoise oceans, pink beaches. Like, you can't get much better than that. But once you're off the rock, you realize how big the rest of the world is.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a shock at first, but yeah, I didn't look back. So
yeah, good for you. So so you moved to England. How were you, how long were you at the boarding school?
Oh, from third year. So up until upper six. So 7 years in there, and then I went to Bournemouth University to do photography.
Oh, really?
Which is a lot of fun, and I did a lot of theater in England as well.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Now, the boarding school, that's interesting to me because I've never really seen one or been to one and stuff. How many students are there usually?
In our school, there was about 400.
400?
Yeah.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Our school is, yeah, it's fun though. It's like, because I didn't grow up with sisters and stuff, it was like I suddenly had all these sisters that I was sharing a room with, and like, it was mad. Yeah. And there was this crazy Bermudian chick coming in, and there was all these posh English girls being like, what's going on? Like, who is this? Like, and they learned things that I've never even heard about. Like, they were really good at geography, science, history, and I came in like, who's Henry VIII? A very smart man. Like, I was like, what's going on? Like,
So it turned out for the best. Otherwise, you may not have been so sharp if you stayed in Bermuda.
Yeah, tell me about it. But, yeah.
So now, but that must have been a big change to move from Bermuda to England. I mean, the weather is different.
Oh my God. I was in such denial the first year. I was walking around in these mini shorts with, like, all these, like, ghetto tops on, like, thinking I was so cool. Like, in the snow.
Oh,
bear in mind, it was snowing. Wow. And then finally, my roommates were like, we're going to go buy you a pair of jeans. And I was like, yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah.
So then I slowly, over the years, transferred into a more English girl. So
sounds good.
Very civilized.
So now, when you got out of the boarding school, did you stay in England?
I've always traveled a lot because one of my passions is charity work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I do a lot of that. I've worked in orphanages with mentally and physically disabled, the elderly, like anything I can, really. That's my passion. Building houses, Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Good for you. Thank goodness for people like you, you know?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone. I mean, I've tried to drag friends along and they just can't deal with it.
Right.
But,
you know. That's pretty good. Where do you think you got that from? I mean, wanting to help people. And
well, my parents are actually very overly caring and generous. Yeah. And I think I've just grown up with that kind of lifestyle, like, to give back and, like, treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's okay for everyone to give money to charity, but I don't think anyone really gets it until you see it firsthand.
Exactly, yeah. Money is the easy way out, you know?
Yeah.
But if you volunteer and you
And
really
also, you have to be a bit careful, like, who you're giving it to, because there's these people living in mansions, and they're like, we own charities, and it's like, okay.
And they keep all the money, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think that happens?
Yes, absolutely. Really? I know people that run charities, and I know, like, what goes on.
Wow, they keep the money.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay at all.
No,
my
it's
God.
Not.
And it's illegal, too.
I mean, I guess they have to live, but I think there's a boundary. Like.
Yeah, I mean, you don't take other people's money, you know? Wow. Yeah, somebody like that deserves to sit in jail for the rest of their life.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Like Bernie Madoff or something, you know? I mean, this is like, I can't believe that people will do this, you know, using people's sentiments and emotions that, you know, they want to help other people, and these people just pocket the money.
I mean, I'm being very general when I say that,
right.
But I mean, people do genuinely
they
want
do
help
do that
as well.
Wow.
But you have to be careful, is what I'm saying. So it's better if you, in my opinion, I prefer going and helping in person.
Right.
So I know where my money's going, I know what's going on.
That's true, yeah. Plus, I think often, you know, your effort is more important than money, you know?
Yeah, like money's like, okay.
Yeah, with some things like, you know, if you're with the elderly or something and they need companion and all that stuff.
And to see it firsthand,
you know?
It's like, these people are so grateful for, like, even someone to talk to.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
They're desperate. And, like,
God, people, I don't want to get that old.
Yeah. I know. I know, nightmare.
Let me go before
I'm having
that,
a midlife crisis now. What's going on? No. It's, like, crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But so, people are living longer these days, so.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that's a good thing, though. I mean, because we end up dying when we're sick and everything,
yeah.
You know? I mean, I think when people would die young, they didn't go through all the disease that we are going through, you know? These are like age-related diseases, I think, and
yeah.
Stuff, you know? So, but, yeah, well, you know, I mean, we have to deal with living long now. I don't know that I want to live that long, you know? I mean, in upper 80s, I think
it
it's time. Yeah, exactly. We don't have much say in it.
I know.
Wow. So, okay, so let's move on. So, you came out of the boarding school and you started devoting yourself to charity and things like that?
Yeah, charity, photography is a huge passion
yeah,
of mine.
Yeah, so you went
and
to
acting.
School for photography?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I do, and I've worked in an actual business as well. Like, I've done a lot of wedding photography, mm-hmm. portraits, fashion, you know, just because that's what sells. But
right.
My passion is narrative photography. Like, I like telling stories. I like
wow.
provoking a reaction.
Yeah.
I did, like, a book of photography called Food, Glorious Food, and it was, like, exploring how the humans eat,
yeah.
but in a grotesque way, which was really fun because I, like, when people were looking at my work, I liked seeing their faces, and my mom was there, like, taking pictures of me, like, it's my daughter, like, blah, blah, blah. So it was fun. It's like Martin Parr-esque, you know, really
yeah.
bright, bold colors. Like, I like
yeah.
stuff like that. And I do like fashion photography and weddings. It's amazing to be a part of stuff like that. So
yeah. Now, how long did it take you to learn this stuff?
Well, I kind of grew up with it. My uncle's a
really?
Photographer. I have a
oh.
godfather who's been a photographer.
Wow.
So
you've seen it evolve and stuff. I
yeah.
mean, no more film and.
I mean, I have a hugely artistic family. My mom's an artist. Like, I grew up painting, like, very
yeah.
artistic. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
no
an artistic
9-to-5
being.
In an office for you.
No,
huh?
no. I like being out there, living life.
Yeah. So you like to travel a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
What are some of the places you've been to?
My favorite places are India and Africa.
Really?
And Dominican Republic was incredible.
Wow.
I sailed out there last summer from Bermuda
really?
With a charity.
Uh-huh.
It's called Spirit of Bermuda. It's a sailboat, and it takes people on board from not-so-privileged backgrounds, and it gives them the skills of sailing to show that they... And they actually take on people, like, as a job after, if they do well at it. And we
yeah.
went out to the Dominican Republic with all these young Bermudians, and we uh-huh. built two houses
wow.
for the people out there, which was incredible.
Yeah, that's
like,
nice.
Seeing everyone work together and make that happen. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, where in Africa did you go?
In Africa, mainly South. I've
South
done.
Africa?
Yeah, like the Garden Route, and I worked in schools out there. And
did you? Wow,
yeah.
I lived in South Africa for a year.
Fantastic.
I was in Johannesburg.
Whereabouts? Wow, I went there, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
Where were you living?
Parts of it were scary. I went all over, but up the whole
Where did
garden
you live when... Oh, you were just traveling.
I was traveling and working.
Uh-huh.
I worked in the townships around Cape Town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cape Town is beautiful, though,
it's a different
huh?
world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and that's the thing, is that, I mean, when you're there, it's two different worlds. You
and
know,
the
you
extremes.
Have the rich people,
yeah.
yes, and you have the very poor people. But it's definitely a beautiful place,
and
Cape Town.
And such
you know?
Beautiful people in
yeah.
both aspects.
They really
yeah.
are nice. I mean, South Africans are very nice people.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Love the accent.
Yeah, so I know. And the Afrikaans, when they speak
yeah,
Afrikaans and stuff.
Amazing.
And yeah, they're very warm people. I remember like when I got
so
there.
So welcoming.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even in a business meeting, there was a maid that came in and she asked if we wanted tea and cookies and things like that, you know.
And the barbecues they do out there.
Yeah.
We went to this place called Zulus and like all the locals were dancing and like huge pieces of meat and
uh-huh.
they just share everything and it's incredible. Like even though they don't have a lot, they make the most of it. And
right.
I just appreciate that and respect that so much.
Right,
like,
yeah. What did they call the barbecue there? Do you remember? I keep forgetting what that word is, what they call it there.
Oh, yeah.
It'll come back to me in
yeah,
a minute
me too.
And I'll tell you.
But so good.
They
so
love
good.
Barbecues there, yeah.
yeah.
So, well, that's cool. So, but South Africa is not really Africa, you know?
No, yeah. I mean,
it's very civilized for the most part, yeah. You know? It's
I mean, there's a lot of poverty still, but yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Not as bad as
But it's definitely
places.
Not like going to Botswana yeah. or something, you know, or like some of the other places yeah. like Somalia and, you know, I mean, some places are very dangerous there. Did you go on a safari at all?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I loved. Lots yeah. of photography, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
We wow. actually got to feed wild elephants.
Really?
Which was amazing. It was terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Because we were riding in the back. I was in the back of a truck with these, like, pellets that uh-huh. they feed them. Right. And we were with this amazing man called Jock. And the elephant's father had actually been shot.
Mm.
So this man had, like, brought up these baby elephants. And he was like, they're starting to show violent signs like their dad did. And they would like knock him with their trunk.
Mm.
And then he'd just like get up and like knock them with a stick and like no big deal. Anyway, they chased the truck while we were in it. And I was like, I'm going to die. And he's like, I'm not helping you. I'd save an elephant over you every day. And I was like, brilliant. But we fed them and like their trunks were literally on top of me.
Wow.
In the back of the truck. Amazing experience.
Yeah, that is
fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
When we were in Cape Town, there's a lot of baboons near on the side of the roads.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did.
But so we pulled up to a clearing in the car, and there was like a whole clan of them. And, you know, my friend who was South African says, you know, we got to be careful. They're very violent. Yeah, they're vicious.
They steal food from your hands.
Yeah.
Did that happen to
no,
you?
No, well, what happened was they must have been like 30 or 40 of them. So we rolled up the window, we shut off the engine, and we just sat there, you know. And they started climbing on the car.
And pulling it apart.
All over. No, they didn't pull it apart. But they were like sitting on the side view mirror. They were sitting on the windshield, you know, on the hood and everything. And just surrounded the car. And it was so amazing to
it's
see
so
them up close like
them.
That. Yeah. I mean, they were like, you know, like less than a foot away from me. You
it's
know?
So weird how I think monkeys really are like humans.
Yeah.
Like when you watch them, they like hold hands, they do all this stuff.
They really do. Huh?
It's unreal. They even walk. It's like, what are you?
Yeah.
You're me. Yeah.
I know. So when you're in Africa, you get to see the animals firsthand, you know.
So close.
It's so up close, very
yeah.
much so.
Beautiful.
So yeah, so I mean, so there was no reason to be scared. I mean, you know, the windows were rolled up and everything, but I hear they can maul a person, you know.
Oh,
no
they
problem.
Come right up to you. I had a sandwich taken out of my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, but it is scary. But luckily, none of them were mean to me personally.
Yeah.
Mine is stealing my food, which I was all right with.
Yeah. And how long were you in South Africa for?
Oh, I always do it every summer. So I go, when I do charity work or vacations, I normally do it for a few months. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. And then you work where you go?
Yeah. And
what
I
kind
try
of work
to,
can you find if you're not a local?
Oh, like charity work.
What's that?
Charity work.
Oh, charity
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
So
okay.
I do that wherever I go.
So you
I
get
even,
paid for that?
No, not necessarily. No, I actually
so how
don't.
Do you, so
but,
how do you pay for your stuff? I mean,
like
food
the
and
Spirit of Bermuda, they sponsored me to go on that trip with them. And things like that happen. But we buy our own food and all of that.
I see, okay.
Because we're there to help.
Like, yeah.
Giving back. So.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. So so you were in Africa there, and then you went to India, did you say?
I've been to India, yeah.
Yeah.
I worked in an orphanage there.
Really? Now, what's the attraction for you in India? It's not a very cool. I mean, it's not a very
you don't think
like,
it's very cool?
No, I don't think it's very cool.
Have you been?
No.
No. Well,
it looks to me like a lot of poverty, a lot of.
Oh, it is.
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Like you know how cows are sacred there, and
right.
people like drive around them.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
I almost
amazing.
Died 100 times.
Really?
Because they wanted to save the cow instead of me. I mean, come on. Anyway, that was a bit odd.
Yeah. And how long were
the
you there for?
Devastating.
Yeah.
A whole summer as well.
A whole summer.
Poverty's or Easter. I don't know. I go on holidays.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, the poverty's devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, these people cut off their kids' legs so they get more money begging.
Are you serious?
And like they abandon all these kids and the orphanage I worked in, there was like five-year-olds sharing a cot.
Wow.
And like that's what I mean. You don't get it until you see it.
Right, right.
And, like, but they're the happiest kids in the world. And it's
really?
Like, come on, like, wow. Talk about first world problems. All these little brats here, like, oh, I didn't get my favorite Barbie doll. Like, yeah. They're happy playing with rocks and sticks. Like, you know, they just make the best of life. And
yeah,
it's just incredible to see and work with them. And just, like,
yeah,
it's so hard
to even
explain.
What were the people
it.
Like? I mean, many, I would
mean,
imagine,
the men, yeah. Very pervy.
Very, very pervy, right?
Pervy.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just beautiful, like the temples there, yeah. Like watching the culture, the food is incredible. I listened to none of the rules, and I was the only one in my group that didn't get sick. They were like, don't drink the tap water, don't eat food off the street.
Right.
Every single other person, I was like eating food off every street corner, like, wow. I want to try the original curry. I want to do this. Like, I love living the life when I'm in a country like that. Like, why not? You're not going to get those experiences back again.
That's true.
And
yeah.
I did what I wanted and I survived.
And you won't experience it if you stay at the Hilton or something.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go among the people. Yeah,
and
you see,
I'm not
like that. I mean, I went to Jamaica for my honeymoon, like my first marriage and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you have to go through all the poverty to get to your hotel or the resort. And that just depressed the hell out of me. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be aware of these people, but when you go on your honeymoon, you don't want to see this shit, you know?
You want to be living the life.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's times when everyone wants to do that.
Yeah.
I still love that. Yeah. I love luxury.
Yeah.
But I love both. Right. I'm a very extreme person. I like one or the other, you
really?
Know?
Wow,
even
that's
in life,
cool.
I love...
You
I
love
just
everything.
Love extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, love living on the edge. If you're not living on the edge, darling, you're taking up too much space. That's my motto.
So, I like that one. Yeah. Taking up too much space. That's
so
a good
fun.
One.
How was Jamaica? Yeah.
Jamaica was okay. You know, I mean, the resort was not what I was expecting, so I wanted to leave there. But then after a while, you know, I just after the initial shock, I was okay and enjoyed it and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd just as soon go to Hawaii or something where it's more civilized and stuff, you know. I mean, I like luxury.
And easier
I like
to get to.
Yeah, I like flying, I mean, traveling in style. And that's just me, you know. I mean, I could never go, like,
that.
Among the
yeah.
people, the poor people and stuff. So that's cool. I admire people that can do that, you know, because somebody has to.
I know.
You know, somebody has to help all these people.
I think if everyone was sentenced to do it
yeah.
for, like, 6 months of their life, the world would be a better place.
That's true.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, sentenced to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Great idea.
If I ruled the world, it would be a better place. Fact.
So. Wow. So, now where in India were you? Like,
I went all over India.
Really? It's pretty big, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
The trains, overnight trains, all of that. But yeah. So I'm really bad with names. So.
Yeah. So yeah. So
my favorite place is Varanasi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Okay. You should go one day.
So,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. I've got so many places
so
I want to go. India is not even in the top 10.
Oh, come on. You know? What's number one?
What's number one? I mean, I've been to many places too. So as far as places I haven't been to, I'd like to try Japan.
Yeah.
China also sounds interesting. And but that's as far as...
I mean, they're almost ruling the world now.
Yeah,
China.
They are. I know.
Everything.
But but I think Japan is more fun. It's more westernized and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I want to get involved in all the Chinese whatever goes on there. I don't want to go to places where I might get arrested for something. You know.
Oh, why would you get arrested?
I don't know.
Sam,
you know, people arrest you for
boy.
Anything. You know, people
know.
Arrest you for anything. You know, you go to Thailand or
God.
Something. Yeah,
wouldn't want to be arrested there.
Yeah. For,
Did you hear, though, the police actually try to arrest you? Like, they'll go up to you and try to deal you drugs. I mean, that shouldn't
really?
Be allowed.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if you
accept,
they're like,
something?
You're under arrest.
Wow.
That's like one of the worst places to go to
right.
jail.
And,
yeah,
then, and yet
definitely.
People will say, oh, Thailand is the best place. It's so nice to travel and stuff. I don't want to deal with that shit. You
no.
know? I'll go somewhere else where there's a beach and island.
I'm sure
you know?
You wouldn't get arrested.
You don't know that. I have
worst case scenario.
I have a fear of jail.
Oh my God.
Prison.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. No, that's
I've
true.
Worked with prisoners.
Really?
Very interesting. Very interesting.
In the prison?
No, after they've got out.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
But it's interesting hearing their side of the story because
I'm
I feel like everyone has it in them. When you hear them, it kind of makes sense. I'm not saying it's okay, but
right.
awful stuff happens in the world, and sometimes people have to defend themselves.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, and I'm reading Amanda Knox's book now, who was in jail in Italy for 4 years.
What do you think of that?
So
guilty?
Wow. No, I don't think she's guilty at all.
Wow.
I read two other books before that, who were written by a third party.
And you thought she was?
No.
You never did?
No, I never did.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I think when you understand the facts and stuff, you can see how the Italian police were trying to really get her in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
They got the wrong people, and then they had to save face, and they couldn't admit it.
It's sick how some
people get
charged for things that they're not responsible for.
Right.
And then years later, like, sometimes.
But can you imagine when the whole world is against you, and you know you're innocent? I mean, how
horrendous.
Much... Yeah. You know, to sit in jail for
this. And then occasionally they find out they're innocent. And then they're like, oh, sorry, we'll give you a bit of money.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That's going to get my life back.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean, she spent 4 years there from the age of 20 to 24. I mean, that's like, that's the worst, you know.
Those and are like
to do that,
the years of your life
right.
where you should be enjoying them, yeah.
Right, you see, and that involved being in another country, you know, where you don't know the laws. You're not strong in the language and everything. And that shit scares me, man.
Devastating,
so,
yeah.
So countries that are a little third world and stuff, I'm not going there, you know. The hell with that, man.
Aw. Yeah. Living the dream. Living the dream.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'll leave it from a distance.
Yeah. Aw.
But no, I mean, I hear there's pretty nice places in Asia and stuff. You know? It's the only continent, well, Australia either, that I haven't been to, but... I have been to
it's
South
America.
It's
always fun exploring new continents.
Yeah, that's true. But I love Europe, you know. It's amazing.
Who doesn't?
Know. Yeah, that's true.
What's your favorite city in the world?
Favorite
London.
City?
Mine is,
In
I
the
think.
World?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant in Europe. In the world?
L.A.
I don't know. No, it's hard to say. I mean, I love to visit New York.
New
York
is a lot
of fun.
Oh, I love New York
fun,
at Christmas.
Know. Yeah.
So magical.
Yeah.
Don't think I could deal with it in summer very well.
Yeah.
No.
I know. But, you know, also Hawaii is cool. You know, I like going to Hawaii, although I haven't been in a long time. But yeah, I mean, Rome was nice. If I remember correctly, I was there very young, you know. So.
Oh, wow. And yeah,
Rome
the
stuff.
Art's amazing over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I went there.
I mean, London is cool, but I don't know that it's my favorite.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a lot of culture.
It
I
really
love
does.
Florence, Venice, and Rome there.
Yeah.
They are, like, amazing cities.
They
you can't go wrong.
Yeah, and Venice, too,
food,
you know.
Food, culture, people.
I know.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Eat, pray, love, right?
Yeah. Best things in life.
I guess, yeah. So that's funny. So let's see. So you were traveling, all that stuff now, and then you ended up where?
Now I'm here.
Now you're here. That's right. Okay, so how did you end up in L.A.?
Well, I've done a lot of theater in my past. Shakespeare, Tennessee Williams, blah, blah, blah.
Really? In England?
Musicals, yeah. Uh-huh. And Bermuda. And just wherever I am, really. Mm-hmm.
Do you go to Bermuda often?
Yeah.
Really?
I try to for, like, major holidays, you know, Christmas. I could never live there full-time anymore.
No, huh? Too small
I mean,
for you.
You really do get rock fever. And like, the driving limit's 20 miles an hour. And I get there and I'm like, this island's only 18 miles long and it takes, like, over an hour to get somewhere. How is that okay? Like, that's not okay.
Whoa.
So, yeah. I mean, it drives me insane being there. But it's so beautiful, especially in summer. Like, the water is so clear. It's meant to be, like, the second most cleanest place in the world, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, like, so clear. Snorkeling, amazing.
Yeah.
Love sailing. So, like, I'm in my element, kind of. Fishing, like, barbecuing fresh fish on the beach, you know.
Tropical weather all the time.
Living the dream.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's just... Bermuda's just such a hard place to explain. I mean, the people are so hilarious.
Really?
I mean, some of them haven't even been off Bermuda. Can you imagine being stuck on 18 miles your whole life? And they just don't want to leave. I mean... Kind of don't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be one of the easiest places to be in poverty because,
That's true. Not many people know about it.
I know. It's amazing. And the holidays are amazing there and a lot of partying, a lot of craziness,
really?
A lot of weirdos. But,
right.
You know, that's where my family's from.
Right.
So
now the mix, there's white people, there's black people there, right?
I think it's 80%
black. 80%
black,
right.
And then, there's white people.
There's white people. They're happy. They get along. You know,
we have the same queen as England. So we're a British colony.
Right, exactly.
So there are
part of the Commonwealth.
The white families that, and all families out there do love tea time.
Right.
We do drink tea.
Uh-huh.
We do have cake.
Uh-huh.
We will have cake. And, it's amazing. And we do a lot of fresh cooking, like, a lot of fish, we have loquats, you have loquats out here, I've seen.
Yeah.
Have you had them?
I love those, yeah.
And I make an amazing loquat crumble.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe we'll have to
cook or bake?
Oh my God, I love cooking.
Really?
A lot of people don't trust me cooking until they taste it, and then they're like, you're amazing.
Really?
But I mean...
Why do they trust you?
I'm quite ditzy-licious.
Oh yeah?
So, Vicky what? Yeah, so... I don't know. Innocent till proven guilty. But
yeah,
everyone who eats my cooking loves it. So, yeah.
Wow. Love. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, you ended up in L.A. And so, you wanted to do theater and stuff?
Oh, that's
here?
Right. So, yeah. I was doing theater. I wanted to see the filming side of it. So, I got a scholarship at New York Film Academy.
Wow.
I came. I did it.
Uh-huh. How did you get the scholarship there? How do you get that?
Because I'm amazing.
I guess you are. Must be really amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
To get something like that, yeah.
So that was fun. I learned a lot. They do a lot of different techniques there. Meisner being one of my favorites.
What's that?
Meisner.
Meisner, okay.
Yeah.
That's an acting
basically,
technique, right?
Yeah, it's living the truth under imaginary circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get emotionally hurt. Because a lot of methods you use reality, stuff you've been through in your past. And I think that works too.
Mm.
I like pulling out what works for me.
Yeah.
But the teachers were amazing. We have one of them, I help out on Anastasia's show, which is tomorrow. And we have one of our old teachers coming in, Valerie Hubbard, who's amazing. She's been acting forever. And she just set up a new business, which is like mentoring people. Mm. So, I mean, we had really amazing teachers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was interesting bringing it all down because on theater you're used to, like, embellishing everything and everything's
right.
So major.
Right.
But, yeah, bringing it all small and, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally different style.
So, I mean, have you acted in front of the camera? And
yeah, I've done a few things since I've been here. I've been on a web series. I've been on a couple of little TV shows. I've been in, like, a couple of independent films, things like that, trying to do as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been doing a lot of theater here as well, because I just miss it, and I'm in a play at the moment.
Uh-huh.
It's been going on for 6 years.
Really?
It's at the Next Stage Theater, so it's based on Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon.
Really?
Which is
wow,
a lot of fun.
How cool.
It's basically a movement-based piece, and it's very dark, and it's like based on good and evil and like the differences and how they kind of joined together a lot, and it's interesting. And then I've been doing a lot of comedy.
Oh, really?
I've been,
you're a comedian.
At Second City, which is good, and LA Connection Comedy Theater, which is where Will Ferrell and Matthew Perry started.
Right.
So that's fun. So I just did a performance at the Comedy Store and also Connection Comedy in Sherman Oaks.
Really?
So you should come watch.
So now how...
most Saturdays. So.
Yeah, I mean, so I understand comedy is pretty difficult. I don't think I could do that, you know, stand in front of people and really have to make them laugh.
I think anyone has it in them.
Really?
I mean, just listening to people's hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone has something.
That's true, but the audiences are usually very judgmental, you know? I mean, if you don't make them crack up...
I mean, so I'm in two improv troupes, so you have the rest of the troupe to back you up.
And right.
I feel like it's funnier when there's more people on stage because everyone is taking care of each other and
right.
You carry the performance together.
That's true, yeah.
And it's really fun, like, performing with different people and,
uh-huh.
You know.
But, so you never do the stand-up alone, though, right?
I'm working on it. I think
yeah.
I'm going to start doing that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think that part is pretty difficult.
Yeah,
you know?
I have a lot of friends that do it, and it's like, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, what the hell, you know? And see, but... yeah, try in smaller places, you know,
yeah.
And test your material and stuff before
it's
you
fun,
go to
yeah.
The, yeah.
It's a
there's
lot
a lot of,
fun. Of
open mic nights and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. It's like almost everybody's a comedian in this town. You know?
Everyone is something in this town in the business.
Yeah.
Mostly everyone I meet. But yeah. That makes it fun.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're in Hollywood and also you perform in Sherman Oaks out here too?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You should come see.
I will.
On where, Saturdays and Sundays.
In Sherman Oaks, it's where? The LA Connection.
It's Connection Comedy Theater, yeah.
Okay.
LA Connection Comedy Theater. It is 13442 Ventura Boulevard.
Okay. We'll remember that.
So, yeah, come support.
Yeah, sounds good. So, you like LA? How long have you lived here now?
I've been here on and off for 3 years.
3 years?
But, yeah, back and forth.
What do you mean? Where did you go back to?
Bermuda? England, Bermuda.
Oh, so you like live all over the place. You don't
I
really
do.
Have roots
but
anymore.
But I've kind of committed to being here.
Yeah?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. So, you've been here a year?
Yeah,
You said, but you said 3 years off and on, right?
Yeah, but mainly a year.
A year. And so that's cool. So you find gigs and things to do here and things like that,
I've
right?
I've been keeping myself busy.
Great. You definitely can't do the 9 to 5.
And we're working on, like, me and my friends are working on some material at the moment. My friends from Second City, we're writing our own material and we're going to be performing and filming it together.
Really?
So we can put our own original scenes online and we'll see what starts happening. So
yeah.
That's
now,
exciting.
Now, Second City, that's, what's that? Is that
it's another improv group. It's weird because everyone approaches it in a different way, I feel.
Right.
So, I learned different things from different places, and it's fun.
Sounds good.
It's one of the better known ones, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good. Now, have you been able to find cool friends and stuff out here? I mean, do you like the people in LA?
Oh, I have the most amazing friends.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I actually do find quite a few English people. I hear English voices, and I'm like, gravitate towards them. But I do love Americans.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Yeah.
And a lot of gay friends.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, that's normal. Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun because you don't get that so much in Europe.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
They're more in the closet.
Love
there,
partying
huh?
it up in WeHo. Yeah, it's way more acceptable here, which I love because I believe people should be who they are. And
right.
It upsets
so in
me
Europe,
when they're
it's
not.
Still, it's still not acceptable.
Not
huh?
like it is
so
here.
So people don't come
I
out.
I mean,
as much.
The population here, it's almost like if you're gay, go to LA.
Yeah.
Like, you know? That's what I feel like it is because it's unreal how many I've met.
Yeah.
And they're actually. They're the perfect combination because they're good at giving boy advice. Uh-huh. They can think like a boy, but
right.
they can act like a girl, and I
that's
love it.
True, exactly.
Love
you get
it.
The whole package.
Yeah, so not complaining.
I know. So. They definitely have the... they're definitely promiscuous, like all men are.
They
you
are,
know?
And it, they're so much fun.
It has
crazy.
Nothing to do with whether you're straight or gay. If you're a man, you're horny all the time.
It's,
you know, and
it's
you do
crazy.
Things.
And I mean, it really is true. I mean, I used to think it was a joke when they're like, men think about it every 5 seconds, but it's not.
No, it's not at all. And
you dirty
but the thing
boys.
Is, they do a lot of things that men and women can't do, like because it is two men. They're both willing to take risks.
Yeah.
And, you know, so in the clubs, they'll go in the bathroom and blow off each other and things like that. You know, I mean,
Stop.
They do that. Well, sorry.
No, but it's fun, and I love LA. There's just so much to be offered here. There's always something going on, and I mean, Las Vegas is like an hour flight away.
Right.
Like going up there for the night sometimes.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I don't know. I'm
fun.
Tired of Vegas, man.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I guess
I
it's
lived
still
there,
a bit
you know?
New to me. You lived
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I lived there twice.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
for like long periods.
In the 70s, I lived there for 5 years.
That's mad. Okay,
yeah.
I can't imagine being there that long. I'm like, a few days, okay.
Yeah, but it was a different place back then, you know? It was...
Glamour, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot...
They
well,
seem to
I was young,
that,
too.
Huh?
You know, I mean, I was 16 years old. So we were just having... You know, I mean, this was the 70s. We were partying all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all we were doing is party, you know?
Yeah.
And Vegas was a different place then, you know? It was a lot smaller.
I can imagine.
It felt more intimate and things like that. You know, now it's just, it's bad. And
had the
I
strip
also
already,
in the, 90s.
The main strip? Had
yeah,
that
the strip was there.
Already?
Yeah, the strip was there.
I've just discovered the old town Vegas.
Yeah.
And I love
Fremont
it.
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily old Vegas. It's just the place where people didn't used to go to. So then they really built it up and, you know, and closed the street for traffic and stuff. And now I hear they have like zip lining there and all that stuff.
Yeah, I
know?
Did it.
Did you?
And
really?
I am scared of heights, so I did scream the whole old Vegas down.
So why did you do it?
I'm scared of heights, but listen to this. I do the most insane things because, as I said, I like living on the edge.
Yeah,
I've
obviously.
Done the world's highest bungee jump.
Are you serious?
And I am scared of heights.
Wow.
I genuinely almost died.
Wow.
They left me hanging down there for so long. You'll have to... It's on my
upside
Facebook
down.
Page, so you'll have to look. And I've also done a skydive.
Oh, really?
Everyone was like, Vicky, yeah. It'll get you over your fear of flying.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Wow.
I was like, I didn't even know I was up this high when I was flying. This is not okay. And then I realized you're actually up even higher when you're in an airplane.
Right.
So it blows my mind.
Wow.
But bungeeing was actually worse than skydiving.
Really?
Which is weird because I'm scared of heights. So you would have thought skydiving was worse. But the feeling of bungee jumping, have you done it?
No.
You cannot even explain it.
Really?
Like, I was having nightmares the night before.
Yeah.
Like, cried the whole morning, like, oh, I don't want to do it. And all my friends were like, Vicky, like, calm down. You don't have to. And I was like, yeah, I do. But I'm so glad I've done it.
You've
the world's highest. If you're going to do something, do it properly.
That's true. And where is that?
In South Australia? Africa.
Oh, in South Africa,
it
really?
And it's terrifying.
Wow.
Do not recommend it. I definitely don't. But I've been there,
would
got
you do
the
it
t-shirt.
Again? Would you do it again?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. We'll
you
see.
Don't know.
I hate saying no to things. Yeah. I'm quite a yes girl.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I used to love going on roller coasters and things like that, you know, as a kid.
Not anymore
because I too am starting to get to be afraid of heights, you know. And so I have to be careful. Like, you know that outlook they have in Grand Canyon? Have you ever heard?
Oh yeah,
heard of that?
You
I've
know, been
the glass
to the Grand
one?
Canyon.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Have you been on that glass?
No.
Yeah, it's
I've
it's
seen
like a
pictures.
Deck.
Yeah.
I would never go on something like that.
It.
I would never go on something like this.
My
and
father.
And even people without fears of height.
Oh my God.
You go there and you're like, you're touching the floor. You don't know if it's going to support you or not.
Crazy.
It's all glass. Yeah.
And my dad went and we were like on the edge, like literally on the edge. And there was like this rock that was like, so you had to jump to it. And there was like a massive drop. Like he would have died. And guess who jumps? My father is insane. And I was there like shaking. Like, honestly, I have a huge fear of heights. But like, Grand Canyon, you have to see it. Like, pictures don't even begin to describe it.
Really?
Like, they don't do it justice. So it's amazing,
Yeah, I've never been.
Close.
But if you're saying it's pretty cool,
you should.
I know.
Definitely.
It's just so big. It's like, what part of it do you go to?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Like, unreal.
Did you hike there, too?
I love hiking, I hike here as well.
Yeah.
Runyon hike, Observatory hike, Hollywood hike. Love.
Wow.
That's like my favorite form of exercising because I like being out and people watching and I do like going to the gym if I'm with friends.
Yeah.
I do like swimming if it's warm.
Right.
I mean, here they don't understand the concept of heating pools. I mean, I'm paying enough rent, you think they would.
Yeah.
So, not so impressed.
So the pools are freezing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll be heating up soon. It is getting hotter. So.
Yeah, but they should still heat it up.
They
should. Yeah.
They did in my old place here.
Yeah.
But no. And I'm paying the same amount of rent, so.
Really?
Yeah. Not impressed.
Well, some places don't have a pool at all, so you're doing okay.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So have you traveled in California at all? I mean, is there any place where you like other than L.A.?
Any place I like.
Like San Diego, San Francisco, have you been to those
places? My godfather's in San Diego.
Oh, really?
And I meant to be going to visit him, and I haven't.
Had you
I
been
always
there before?
Get caught up with things.
Yeah?
Yeah, here.
Oh,
I do try to explore. I'm a huge explorer. I mean, I've been out, like my friends drive me around and God knows where I am, but I do love California and exploring. So.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Now, how's your dating life here? Do you are you
it's
happy
odd.
With the men?
I've been dating a lot of older men.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, why is
Which
that?
Which is new for me. Well, people put ideas in my head, and I begin to think they're real. And I was being nice to older men because older men genuinely, and I've realized they do take care of you better. They are more interesting.
Right.
They have lived more lives. So these idiots here, the younger ones, love them. They're beautiful. I mean,
everybody
there are
is beautiful,
the most
huh?
beautiful people in L.A.
Yeah.
You can't
both
deny
men
it.
Both men and women. It seems like all the beautiful people in the world come here.
It's incredible.
Right.
And it's like extremes, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They're not all beautiful, but I mean, a lot of them are, and they know it.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane. I'm really? Like, be down
so
for it.
So are they all stuck up about it and things like that?
The younger ones are. Yeah. But that's I mean, what I there mean. Are beautiful older men.
Yeah.
And so I've been dating a lot of them. I love dating.
Yeah.
But
different people.
I need to decide what I want because, yeah. I don't know.
What's
because
the
I've
hurry?
Never really dated older men that much before.
Right. So, well, so what's the hurry? You don't need to settle down yet.
It's
you know?
True. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
Yeah. You're still young. You got your whole life ahead of you, you know?
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. The dating scene's different out here. I mean, in England, it's very more classy.
Mm.
If I can say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say that. But here it's like the men seem to like expect things and it's like, no, I'm not that girl. Sorry. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a very different way of life out here.
Right.
And part of it's I love, part of it's are new to me. But, yeah, men out here, they're fun. Don't know what to say, really.
Now, when you say older, how much older do you mean? Like 5 years or something?
I try
like
not to ask age.
Okay.
I'd say, no, I'd say 40 plus.
40 plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
But I do like young men as well. Mm. So.
Okay. Well, you're at an age where you can have older and younger men. And
I just find older men interesting to talk to. I
see.
Guess.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. I just wanted to bring up this thing real quick.
Yeah.
Which is totally unrelated. But I guess I saw this on CNN yesterday. They arrested this girl. She's 18 years old.
No.
And they're blaming her for violating her 14-year-old girlfriend. So now, apparently they had sex together and stuff, but because the girl is 14 years old and she's 18, you know, they're saying it doesn't matter that it's the same sex and stuff, but it's...
But 18's so young as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, imagine them. So apparently a lot of people now, there's petitions to drop the charges and everything. But, I mean, just think about it. I mean, these girls never meant to, they probably didn't even know what they were doing, you know. I mean, you just like, you get amorous with each other, you know, you start messing around and stuff. But to arrest someone for something like that, it totally makes no sense, you know?
It doesn't. I mean, so,
you know, just because you turned 18 yesterday doesn't mean that you're not
an
a teenager anymore. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, 18-year-olds are so childish.
They
though.
Are, you know? I mean, even 20-year-olds today are pretty childish, you know? So you never know.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair to me at all.
Yeah, well, you know, so... the mother is upset. And a lot of people are upset. I don't think she should be. You know, it was an innocent
thing. I
wonder
how it got out.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah, I know. That's a good question, huh? Probably the parents found out or something, you know. That's usually the case, yeah.
Most parents wouldn't want to publicize that.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially, I'm sure the 15-year-old or 14-year-old was game.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have allowed it to happen.
Exactly. But they're saying when they're under 16, they can't give consent.
Yeah.
I thought it's under 18, they can't give consent. But they're saying at least under 16, you cannot give consent. So so that's what they're saying, you know. They figured that you don't know what you're doing.
So she's in jail at the moment.
Yeah, she was arrested.
That's so scary.
Yeah, I mean, a high school romance, you know.
How awful.
Yeah. So that's pretty bad.
That is.
And
those girls who got found, that's a nicer story.
Yeah, that's a definitely better story.
So,
but
yeah.
We don't have much time to talk about it. We're out of time. I just wanted to bring up the fact that what's interesting with the tornadoes in Oklahoma and in Kansas City and them, what's that?
I have no idea.
Oh, you
I
got
was
on a website.
The news, yeah.
I know. I hate those sites that play music, you know. Or
that's funny.
Whatever. But apparently, you know, last night they said there were 50 dead.
No, it's gone up to over 90.
So why are
20
they?
20 of them being.
Why
kids?
Are they saying 24 dead, including 9 kids?
Now it's over 90 dead, including 20 kids.
But this is the news now. It says 24 dead.
Just recently?
That's yeah.
All. I looked it up this morning as well. The tornado in Oklahoma. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they did say there were like 50 people and 20 were kids in that school.
And they hit the, yeah, it hit the school. That's awful. Yeah. I think they're still finding people, but
they are finding people, but I think they can only confirm 24 dead right
now. Oh, wow.
So maybe it was just that they guessed at it before. But it just shows you how, you know, again and again with the news, you know, they try to break the news so soon, so early that they miss the facts.
These natural disasters are awful. It's yeah. So scary.
I know.
It could happen anywhere to anyone.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today. Vicky, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Of course, you're a lot of fun. We found out everything possible about you today.
So if there's someone still a lot more.
Yeah, so if someone wants to date her, well, there you go. Now you know everything. You can qualify her before you take her out.
Aww.
So, okay, well, thanks, Vicky. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.